Oh my God, that's really rude. I was at the QT and I had my stomach wrapped. I think I may have told this story before, or bits and pieces of it, but I had my stomach wrapped because I was getting ready for, you know, my future husband, and I had told him about the friend that told me my husband was to get my stomach right and everything for him, and I don't remember the specifics, so don't call me on this. Like I said before, I may remember some parts later. I may I remember distinctively it was like a moment when it was like your husband was coming, or your husband was coming, your cousin was coming, it was something like that. But it was like, your cousin is here. That's what it said. It was very distinct voices, and it was like, your husband is here, your husband is here. And I was like, huh? No, and I thought it was weird. And so I remember walking out the door, and I had my yellow shirt, my blue jeans, and my wedges, which at the time were one of my favorite wedges because they were comfortable. My mom gave me. And so when I got the door, it was like, for a moment, I felt so weird. It was so odd while I was walking to the car. And then the voice, it was like, it kept saying, your husband is here, your husband is here. And it was so odd because I was looking around and I was like, he's here, he's here, he's here. And I'm like, huh? And I didn't see anybody. Like, I saw people, and I saw people in the trucks, and I saw people looking, but like, I couldn't distinctively tell. Like, I was like, huh? And I do believe I recall, like, when we got into the car, even as we drove off, like, it's still sort of continued, and it sort of got faint. And then it stopped, like, and I got a little bit down the road. Yeah, that was my experience. Long story short, that was the reason that I thought I was coming on here to record, and then I recorded this long series about all of this. But yeah. Yeah, that's it.